Let's just come right out and say it. A lot of Americans use marijuana for a bunch of different reasons, and a lot more Americans could be doing so legally very soon, thanks to ballot measures that go before the voters tomorrow in 9 states. And there's also this. Americans consume so much pot that Mexico's drug cartels still see the benefits of smuggling huge quantities of grass across the border. So you'd think that even just one of those state ballot measures passing tomorrow would impact the cartel's bottom line. But it's more complex than that, so says Deborah Bonello in Mexico City. She's a senior researcher with Insight Crime. That's a group that monitors organized crime and security threats across Latin America.
The legalization north of the border has had an impact on the cultivators here in Mexico. I was up in the Sinaloan Mountains around this time last year, and the price of marijuana for them has fallen from about $100 a kilo to $30 a kilo. So that's a big hit. As a result of that and other factors, you are seeing producers shift their focus from marijuana to poppy, of course, which is the boom crop right now.
Yeah. So how much do the cartels depend on marijuana cash?
It's very hard to tell because these organizations are very opaque. You know, they don't have their end of year results. You still do see big seizures of marijuana on this side of the border. Although I do understand that Customs and Borders Patrol seizures of marijuana at the southern border of the U.S. is dropping year by year as seizures of heroin are going up. Criminal organizations now account for the vast majority of heroin hitting the streets in the United States, but that hasn't so much been pushed by the increasing legalization of marijuana. That's more a result of the increasing demand for heroin in the U.S., and I'm sure that your listeners are more than aware of that problem.
Right. Well, one of the arguments for marijuana legalization in this country is to diminish the power of the Mexican cartels. But it sounds like what you're saying is that as long as there's heroin and cocaine and meth, the cartels are going to be in ship shape.
Absolutely. I mean, criminal organizations are some of the most agile and nimble in the world, and they will adapt to whatever people want. And as you can see, you know, the huge boom in property production here south of the border has been in direct response to the shift that you've seen from people moving from prescription painkillers to cheaper street Mexican heroin. And the cartels recognize that and they jump on that because it's huge money for them. And don't forget that not all their profits come from illicit substances. You know, they're also huge on extortion, kidnapping. They have plenty other irons in the fire. So I don't think that the legalization of marijuana is going to make a big dent on their influence in the United States.
There's some suspicion that if several of these measures for legalization of marijuana pass in the United States, certainly if all 5 pass, it'll really push Washington to take a long, hard look at the drug war again and how we deal with it along the border. What do people in the Mexican parliament hope happens here in the United States?
Well, I think if legalization continues in the U.S., it's going to be harder for the Mexican administration to resist changing legislation. And there have actually, Marco, very interestingly, been anecdotal reports of boutique, very high concentration marijuana being brought down from the U.S. for sale in Mexico to,
a reverse trade.
You know, obviously, those products would be much more expensive than your standard Acapulco gold. But there are people who are in Mexico who are prepared to pay for that because there have been there is some evidence to show that reverse flow is happening. So I spoke to the guys at High Times who say that, you know, Mexican weed north of the border now just is not considered.
Good stuff.
It's not considered gourmet stuff. It's kind of the crappy stuff, you know, like what is being produced now in the U.S. is of so much higher quality and concentration that you're actually seeing a reversal in that flow.
Deborah Bonello, senior researcher for Insight Crime, speaking with us from Mexico City. Thanks very much.
Thank you.